Chapter 13, A Tour in the Town of Jasper, Wednesday, July 27, 1988. This time I woke up because people in the room were getting ready to leave the hostel. Maybe they were going on a tour or just somewhere in the area. Some people were assigned to do some cleaning, others collected the garbage, and some others put the pads and blankets away. When I got up, I was told that everyone had to do some chore. In this way, they did not have to hire someone to do it, and the place could be kept clean. In general, the chores were simple, and they did not take long since everybody was involved. I had to do the washroom. There was a row of 8 or 10 toilets divided by a strong kind of plastic. It took me no more than 15 minutes. I think it was a good idea to keep it clean with everybody's help. There was no public transportation, so I had to walk down to the town. It was very quiet, and the air was fresh. The road looked so nice, full of trees, providing some shade. The weather was nice, too. After a few minutes, about halfway off the road, I felt that someone was walking close to me. I saw a man on the corner of my eye. He was walking on the opposite side. I do not think he was going somewhere specifically. He had a stick or something like that in his hand. I felt uncomfortable because I did not expect to meet someone on the road, for there were no homes in the area. As he was getting closer to me, I had a stronger sense that he was observing me. I got scared but kept on walking. Many things came to my mind, but I was determined to continue walking. Most likely he had some task to do around there. However, I did not like the way he was looking at me at all. When he was a few steps away from him, I felt my heart pounding. It was an odd feeling. All of a sudden, I heard a horn and then a woman calling me, which got my attention. They were Helen Boscher and Rachel Boyd, two ladies I met in the hostel the day before. Rachel was the owner of the car and was driving to another hostel close by called Beauty Creek Hostel. They offered me a ride and I accepted, naturally. As we passed by in front of the man, I noticed that he was still gazing at me. It is hard to explain this kind of experience, given a series of unexpected feelings and thoughts. Anyway, once on the car, I told them about this person. They told me they found that strange because they had seen no one, and in general, there are no people in the area. Then we talked about our plans for the day. Certainly, I was going to arrive at the town sooner than expected. In a few minutes, we were at the bus terminal where Helen and I stayed. I bought a ticket to Banff for next day. This was the second day I was planning to visit. Brewster was the bus line in that area. I invited Helen to have breakfast together. But before we left the terminal, I called the hostel in Banff to make a reservation. I was advised to do it in order to make sure I had a place to stay. Helen and I walked along the main avenues, and after a while, we walked into the restaurant. She accepted my invitation to have breakfast together, but only if we went Dutch. At first, I found that strange, since I couldn't pay for both meals. However, little by little, I learned about that and other customs they had in Canada. Once we finished, we went back again to the main avenue. She liked to walk too, so we had no problems in walking around the town. She took pictures of several places, such as gardens, monuments, etc. The temperature dropped around 11 o'clock. We went into a travel agency and inquired about the tours they had. The Maligne Lake Tour. It was the Jasper Traveler Agency. They provided information about their trips, and given we had enough time, we bought tickets for one of them. They told us it was a 3-hour tour, and it started at 2 o'clock. If we were back by 5 o'clock, Helen would have enough time to follow her own itinerary. We paid $20 Canadian each, $40,000 Mexican. Something funny happened to us. When they asked for our last names, Helen answered it was Boucher. I was expecting them to ask for mine after that, but then they said, "Here are your tickets, Mr. and Mrs. Boucher." We did not say anything since it was just a pair of tickets. We left and kept on walking, not without laughing about the incident. We walked to the park and rested for a while. Later on, it started to rain, and we had to go somewhere else. It is important to say that there is a touristic information center in every Canadian city, so we went there. When it was a few minutes to two, we went back to the agency for the tour. The weather was changing constantly. It was sunny then. At first, I thought a bus from the Brewster Transportation and Tours Company was going to pick us up. However, a van that could sit up to 15 persons arrived. The seats were very comfortable, and there were speakers located at different places. The driver told us we were going to Malign Lake. It was not the place we had paid for. He said that the tour for which we had originally paid had been canceled because of bad weather conditions. They did not want to put the tourists at risk. I had originally paid to go to Edith Mountain, but since I had no idea what it was like, I did not know whether or not I was missing something I wanted to see. For me, any place was good enough for a visit. Once on the road, we enjoyed the view of some mountains covered with snow. The driver said the names of some of them and also of some lakes and gave a brief description of the place. He asked where we were from. We were from Germany, England, Quebec, and I from Mexico. We were very few, which gave us the chance to converse and get to know each other better. Later, the driver said we had to stop as he had spotted a group of people ahead. As soon as we got closer, we saw a black bear walking in the area. We could not miss the opportunity to see such an animal so close. I'm sure it was a meter away from us. People in front of us were taking pictures. I remembered once more that I had no camera with me. I wished I had taken it. Well, maybe some other time, if I ever get the chance to go back, we could observe the bear for several minutes. We went back to the van and continued our trip. Later on, we arrived at our destination. Malign Lake is part of a magnificent landscape. The driver, who was a tourist guide himself, told us that it is one of the most beautiful places in the entire country. The lake is surrounded by mountains covered with snow, which enhances its beauty. It looks surreal. It is approximately 21 kilometers long, and it turns into an ice rink in the winter. Before we started exploring the area on our own, he gave us some advice. On a map of the area, he pointed the paths to follow. Also, he suggested that we should move in small groups. He added that if we were lucky enough, we could come across with some of the animals who lived there. We had to be back there in 40 minutes. It was cold that day with some drizzle. I was wearing a pair of Bermuda shorts, so I was cold. We could spot some deer. They let us come really close to them. Some of the people I was with could take pictures of them at a distance of a meter or a meter and a half. Actually, one of the deer stayed still, and we could take a picture of it and Helen. After a while, we continued our trip. It was difficult to decide where to go because the road split in many paths. I think we were lost for a while. However, later on, we came across a German man who was in a different group and told us how to get to the restaurant. I think it would have taken us longer if he had not helped us. Finally, we arrived at the restaurant where we had some pop as we waited for the shuttle. We started talking about last names. Some of them had only one last name. I told them I had two, which was strange for them, who asked why in Mexico and in other countries people had two last names. I said that one was the father's family name and the other one the mother's family name. And when a woman gets married, she keeps her father's name, family name, but also has to add her husband's. We were called to get on the shuttle. We had enough time to enjoy the lake and the landscape. The driver made another stop so that we could enjoy the view of the lake from a different area. It was a good place to take pictures, according to him. All I could do was to store what I was watching in my mind. A series of mountains as the background, a small island with huge evergreens at the center of the lake and very clear skies. We started heading back because it was late. I was very pleased with the trip, for I had seen more than I expected. Also, I had the chance to see some animals in their natural habitat. I think that neither the pictures nor the brochures could really convey the beauty of the place. I mean, these are so magnificent places that it is impossible to capture their beauty on a picture. We stopped again, this time in Malin Canyon, characterized by some cracks on the ground. In this area, the soft rock has eroded, and as a result, there is a huge waterfall. The view was amazing, and the noise made by the water falling was loud given how far it was from the ground. We stayed there enjoying the place for quite a while. We noticed an inscription on the rock with some information about a fossil. I am not sure if this place was part of the tour, which according to me had already finished. However, having the opportunity to visit more places for the same price was very good. The weather changed once more. It was very cold. Once in the town, some tourists were taken to the entrance to the city and the others to the travel agency. It was okay for us to get off at the agency because it was right across from the bus terminal where Helen was going to take her bus at 6 o'clock. When we got off the shuttle bus, I said goodbye to her and wished her a good trip. She promised to send me by email the negatives of the pictures she took, which she never did. I thanked her and left the bus terminal. It was late, so I went back to the hostel. It was not dark yet, but I preferred to go back at that time. This was my second evening in the town, or to put it in better words, in the mountains. It was very cloudy, which reminded me of the taxi driver's comment on my way to the hostel. Here, the weather can change at any time. It was true indeed. But then I was familiar with the road, so it was not difficult to get to the hostel. Once there, I prepared some food and took a seat on one of the benches outside the hostel. I had bought a slice of pizza and something to drink in the town. I paid $10 Canadian, 20,000 Mexican for that. Later, I went inside because I was very cold. I stayed in the common room where I had a conversation with a German. Since I was traveling on my own, he invited me to go to the closest mountains. Naturally, I wanted to go, but I was going to leave right the next day. Between 9 and 9:30, I went downstairs. I picked up my book where I had my money and passport at the reception and then went to the dormitory where a group of youth was having fun with a book on jokes. They invited me to listen to them. Even though I could make out some words, it was difficult to fully understand them. I was not familiar with the context and they spoke too fast. Soon afterwards, the lights went off, so we went to sleep. There was a Japanese next to me and we talked about the places we had visited. His name was Sakamoto Hochi. I think I was tired from having walked several kilometers in one day, perhaps 15 or more. I know it sounds impossible, but I did. As a tourist, a person has to walk and walk and walk. I had a very exciting day and thanked God for giving me the chance to meet very kind people. All I could do was just to thank Him for another day full of excitement and beautiful memories, but above all, for the friendship of all these people.